Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of Rinso are proud to present The Mayor of the Town, starring Lionel Barrymore. Soapy Rich Rinso makes wash day a cincho. And as for your dishes, it exceeds all your wishes. Oh, boy. Maybe I'll get some kicks from the poets listening. But you housewives know I'm talking sense, don't you? For the new Rinso's soapy rich suds make dishwashing a cinch. Yes, Rinso is still anti-sneeze, too. Only soap of its type that's 98% free of sneezy soap dust. Try it tomorrow, won't you? And now the mayor of the town, starring Lionel Barrymore.
There's a Mr. Arthur Kennedy waiting, Mayor. He says he's from the New York Messenger.
All right, have him come in, Sharon.
Yes, sir. Could you go in, please?
Thank you. Good morning, Mayor.
Hello, Mr. Kennedy. Sit down. Sit down.
Thanks.
What can I do for you?
Well, I'll tell you, Mayor. I came to Springdale hunting for a woman named Mary Meyer.
Mary Meyer?
You recognize the name?
Yes, I do.
She used to be a fairly prominent novelist. She wrote women's books, mainly. In 1936, 7 years ago, her husband was found dead in their library. She was suspected of murder, but there wasn't sufficient evidence, and the DA didn't bring charges.
Are you here for your newspaper or yourself, Mr. Kennedy?
Myself. The case intrigued me, Mayor. After it closed, Mary Meyer disappeared. Everyone forgot about her. But I began working on a couple of angles, and I uncovered some new evidence against her.
You're convinced that she murdered her husband?
Yes.
Why don't you go to the police with her?
Frankly, for a selfish reason, Mr. Mayor. It's my story. I've worked on it for years. If I go to the police with the whole thing solved, I have a great story for the Messenger. But if I tell them what I suspect, someone else finishes the case, and all the papers get the story at once.
Uh-huh. Well, what makes you think this woman is in Springdale?
The last trace I was able to find of her was from a ticket agent at Grand Central Station. He recognized her from her pictures at the time. She and her sister bought tickets to Springdale. All that, of course, was 7 years ago. She might have left you by now.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Kennedy, just what's your interest in this story at this late date?
Well, with my new evidence, I'm simply following up what looks like a great story for my paper.
I see.
But what I really need to know is whether she's still in town.
Yes.
Can you and will you help me, ma'am?
I'm afraid not. That isn't my department. It's a matter for the police, not for me. Of course, if I should learn anything about this, the Mary Meyer, that I felt free to tell you, I will.
Thank you. Mayor, I couldn't ask anything more. Good day.
Good day. Sharon, come in here.
Yes, sir.
I want you to go over to the Globe. Now, ask Ed Graham to give you a look at the files. You got a pencil?
Yes. Yes.
In 1936, a woman in New York named Mary Meyer.
Right.
Was accused of murdering her husband, but has never tried.
Yes.
See if they have any pictures on file. I'd like a glossy print if I have one.
Yes, sir.
Don't ask so many questions.
Yes, sir. I'll get on it right away, sir.
Yeah. And Sharon, before you go, get me Fingers Flanagan on the phone. You aren't one of the most honest men I know, but you are one of the smartest.
Oh, now, Mayor, how can you say I'm not honest? I gave you back your watch, didn't I?
That's because I felt you slip it out of my pocket. But I missed an ashtray since the last time you were in the office.
Mayor, surely you don't think I'd take an ashtray from you.
I know darn well you take anything you can get away with.
Mayor, words like that go deep with me. They aren't easily forgotten.
Ah, go on. You have the hide of an alligator. How long have you been out of jail?
About 10 days.
You'll never learn, will you? Sometimes, Flanagan, I think I'll never be able to make an honest man out of you. But I tell you why I sent for you. I have the picture of a woman here. I want to find her. For reasons of my own that are none of your business, I don't want to use the police department. Think you can help me?
I think so. Some of my friends will have seen her someplace. But it may take a little time.
All right. If you find her, there'll be something in it for you. Providing you keep your fingers off her handbag.
Oh, Mayor, sometimes I think you think I've no integrity or principles at all.
Well, here's your chance to prove I'm wrong. All right, Fanny, take the picture and let me hear from you as soon as you find out anything. And keep quiet about it, will you?
Sure, you know I will. So long, Mayor.
So long, Flanagan. Oh, Flanagan.
Yes, Mayor?
My fountain pen, please.
Your fountain pen?
Why, Mayor, I...
Try your right-hand pocket.
Now, how did that get there?
You know, I'd watch that subconscious mind of yours if I were you, Flanagan. Your principles may be as pure as the driven snow, but your subconscious is as black as sin. So long, Flanagan.
So long, Mayor.
Hello, Mayor. This is Flanagan. I found her.
Good.
Take down this address. Mrs. Carl Blanding, 713 Maple Street. She lives there with her sister. Sister's name is Frieda Winthrop. She's a pretty cold customer. You'll want to look out for her.
All right, Flanagan. Thanks a lot. I'll drop over and see her. Oh, and Flanagan.
Yes?
Does the lady still own her handbag?
Oh, fine, Mayor. How can you even infer that I touch it?
All right, Flanagan. Maybe there's chivalry even among pickpockets. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Goodbye.
So long.
Well?
I'd like to see Mrs. Carl Blanding, please.
Mrs. Blanding isn't well. She doesn't receive visitors.
I won't take up much of her time.
May I ask who's calling?
I'm the mayor of Springdale.
Oh, well, come in. You can come in the parlor. I'll open the drapes. We don't use the parlor much. Mrs. Blanding isn't very well. She doesn't go about much. I hope you haven't come about anything that will trouble her.
My visit is purely of a social nature. I try to meet as many people in the town as is humanly possible.
She doesn't like to meet people. She gets a little confused.
How do you mean?
She suffered quite a shock a few years ago. She hasn't been quite well since then.
You mean she's a mental case?
Oh, no, no. No, I only mean that she gets confused sometimes. She doesn't think quite clearly. She isn't accountable for what she says.
But may I see her, please?
Of course, Mayor. I'll call her immediately. You wanted to see me, Mayor?
Mrs. Blanding?
Yes. My sister said you wanted to see me.
Yes. Here, let me help you to a chair.
Oh, I'm all right. I'm just a little tired. I don't go out much, and yesterday I went out for rather a long walk. I've... further than I realized.
It was a beautiful day yesterday.
I'm afraid it wasn't a very good day for me. I lost my pocketbook.
Ah. That's a shame. Did you report it?
Oh, there wasn't a great deal of value in it.
I'll report it for you. And maybe we can even get it back. I wonder if you would feel strong enough to take a little walk with me.
Well, my sister doesn't think it wise for me to go out very much.
Oh, I see. Well, but I wonder if you don't know a good remedy for headaches. I've been having some terrible headaches lately. Perhaps we could go down to the drugstore and find something.
Why, yes, I do know a good remedy.
Splendid. Why don't you tell your sister we're going down to the drugstore? You'll be right back. You really be doing me a great kindness.
Frieda! Frieda! Yes, Mary? I'm going down to the drugstore with the mayor. He wants a headache remedy.
Now, Mary, you know how tired you were yesterday. I don't think you should go out.
Well, there's a drugstore right down the street. We take it slowly. I think a walk might do her good. It'll bring some color to her cheeks.
I think I'm the best judge of my sister's health.
She isn't tired, are you, Mary?
I'm really not, Frieda.
You won't refuse her so simple a pleasure, will you?
No. I suppose it will do no harm if she goes slowly and isn't out very long. She mustn't get too tired. She isn't herself when she gets too tired.
Yeah. Come along, Mary. Yeah.
let me take your arm. There we are.
Don't turn around.
Why not?
She'll be watching from the window. She always watches from the window whenever I go anyplace.
Why?
She doesn't like for me to go out. She says it isn't good for me.
Mrs. Blanding, I'm going to be perfectly frank with you. I know who you are.
You know who I am?
I know that you're Mary Meyer.
What do you want? Why have you come here?
I want to help you. I think you're in trouble, and I want to help you.
I'm not in any trouble. What possible trouble could a semi-invalid be in?
But you aren't happy, and you're very frightened of something.
Well, not many people are happy today, Mayor.
Here, let's sit down in the car for a moment. I don't want you to get too tired. Tell me, what is it that frightened you?
I don't know exactly. And yet, I do. They said once that I killed my husband.
And did you?
I thought I hadn't. Once I knew that I hadn't, I remembered coming into a room and seeing him stretched out on the floor. And I screamed, and everything went black. But she says I killed him. She says I was always jealous of him, that I killed him.
Did she say she saw you do it?
Well, she says she came in the room, and there I was with a gun still smoking in my hand. And she says she wiped my fingerprints off it and put the gun in his hand so it would look like suicide. That used to be a lie that I could fight off. But now, sometimes in the dark, it seems quite true. And yet, how could you kill someone you love?
Did your sister live with you and your husband?
Yes. She didn't have a home, so we asked her to come to us. She was devoted to John and to me. I don't know what I would have done without her, especially after. And she was very kind when this happened. She's taken care of me ever since.
Now, let me ask you one more question. It may shock you, but try and think back. Did it ever occur to you that your sister might have been in love with your husband, too?
Maybe. Once or twice before it all happened. But women are jealous, you know, when they fall in love. And I never let myself put much stock in it. I don't know why I should have told you this. You could arrest me, couldn't you? You could start the whole thing over again.
I think it will be started all over again. I think there's some truth buried that should be uncovered. Would you trust me to try and uncover it?
No, no. Let the past stay hidden.
Now, Mary, listen to me. You didn't kill your husband. You'd know if you had. You wouldn't have any doubt.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because I think I know who did it. If you'll only put your faith in me, I think I can unravel the whole thing.
Oh, please. Please. I'd like to go home now. I'm tired. My sister would be anxious, and I'd like to go home to her. I'm tired. She'll know what to do. She always knows what to do.
You mustn't tell your sister what we've been discussing.
But I tell her everything. You see, she can always clear everything in my mind. She'll know if you know who did it. I'll tell her you said I didn't. Maybe she'll say you're right. If she says it's true, then I'll know it's so.
No, 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 no. Don't say a word to another. Let this be a secret between us. For your own sake, you mustn't say anything to her.
Perhaps I didn't do it. Perhaps you'll say you're right that I didn't do it. Come on. Let's go home.
Now, Mary, just a minute.
If you won't take me, I'll go alone. Don't you understand? I want to hurry. I want to talk to Frieda.
All right, Mary. All right, now. I'll take it.
I'll say goodbye here, Mayor. Thank you for the walk.
My sister has left the window. She'll be at the door in a moment. We stayed out too long. Goodbye, Mayor.
Goodbye, Mary. I'll be back to see you soon again.
You were gone a long time. Good day, Mayor.
Good day. Hello. Hello, Archie? Yeah. I want you to go to 713 Maple Street. 713. That's right. Arrest a woman named Mrs. Carl Blanding. Real name, Mary Meyer. Book her on suspicion of murder. I'll show you.
Yes.
It's bait, Archie. It's bait for a trap.
Well, we'll see how successful the mayor's undercover work will be in just a moment. But it's amazing how things get around. You know, one person tells another. And pretty soon it grows and everybody wants to know what it's all about. Like this.
Hey, have you heard?
No, what's the news?
Tell me too, I want to know.
Yeah, what's it all about?
Well, it's about the new Rinso. You know, the soap that gets clothes.
Rinso White. We want to know about Rinso White. Is Rinso white as a dove?
Uh-uh. It's even whiter.
You mean just as white as a cloud above?
You're getting warm. It's even brighter.
Is it white as a lily, white as chalk, white as snow?
Save your breath, gal. The answer is no, because you've never seen such a dazzle in sight
as the one that's Rinso White.
And believe me, Rinso White is something worth finding out about. You see, new Rinso's soapy rich suds get out more dirt. Yes, they get out more dirt. That's why we say it's the best Rinso we've ever made. New Rinso's on your grocer's shelf in the same familiar package. And now back to Lionel Barrymore as the mayor of the town.
Hello. Yes, Archie? Oh, but that's impossible. Well, I was with the woman only a couple of hours ago. Well, she couldn't just disappear. Oh, I see. She went all over the house. No one there. All right, Archie, all right. Yes, of course, check the railroads, check everywhere. Goodbye. Jerry?
Yes, sir?
I'm going out for a little while.
Kind of late. Where are you going, sir?
Jerry, you asked too many questions. Just hand me my coat.
When will you be back?
I don't know. When you get your homework done, go to bed.
Yes, sir. Good night.
Good night. Mrs. Blanding? You're still here.
Of course. We aren't leaving until later.
Are you alone?
Yes, Peter went for the ticket.
Have you been out this evening?
Yes, we went over in the park for a while. Peter insisted on our going. You'd better leave now. It wouldn't do for Peter to find you here. She was quite angry at you.
Mary, will you put on your coat and come with me? You must believe me. You're in great danger tonight if you stay here.
No, no. You want to send me to prison. You want to execute me. Peter told me you were trying to trick me into saying I killed my husband. Peter told me.
No, Mary. I want to help you.
I don't need any help. Peter takes care of me. She won't let you hurt me.
Mary, now think back. Think hard. Wasn't there someone in that room when you saw your husband on the floor? But wasn't there someone standing there?
There might have been. I seem to remember shoes and skirts by his head. I was looking down at him.
Whose face did you see when you looked up, huh? Whose eyes did you meet him? Whose voice did you hear? I'll think hard, Mary.
I heard.
Good evening, Mayor.
Sit down, Mary. Sit down. You're exciting yourself.
Peter.
That's all right. Take some of your medicine, Mary. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. There's some water on the stand beside you.
Yes. Some water.
Now lie down. There.
Come, Mayor. I said to come, Mayor. Surely you've done enough damage for one day.
Where are you going?
Downstairs to the library. We won't be long. I have some things to discuss with the mayor.
Do you know now, Mary?
Yes. Yes. I do know now. I do know now.
Good. Good.
Come, Mayor. We won't be disturbed here. No light can shine on the street. We've had enough visitors for one night. My sister and I are going away tonight. This day has been quite a strain on her. Oh, sorry, Mayor. I'm forgetting my manners. Won't you sit down? Would you care for tea? Or will you sup with the murderess?
Do you claim the title?
I understand you bestowed it on me.
Does it fit?
That depends on your interpretation of the word.
I'll have no tea, thank you. And you're not going any place tonight. You're not taking Mary Meyer away again.
No, and who's to stop me?
I am.
You overestimate yourself, Mayor. We'll leave the house tonight. But you won't.
Who says I won't? 32,
No, the 38. And I can use it, too.
Yeah, you've a bit of practice, haven't you? You're rather skilled at the business of murder.
Am I?
You killed John Meyer in a fit of anger. For a moment, you were panicky when Mary opened the door and looked at John, and then when she fainted, you saw your chance.
You're quite a detective, aren't you?
And you planted in her shocked mind the thought that she herself had killed him. You drew the shadows around her and kept him there.
Did I?
Yeah, you hated and despised her. But you had to keep her alive because she was your alibi. You could always say you'd lied to protect her, that her poor, fogged mind didn't function clearly, and you felt sorry for her. Wasn't that the way of it? Wasn't it?
Yes. That was just about the way of it. Mary was always weak. She was always a fool. What kind of a wife was she for a man like John? He needed someone strong and ready for anything. And there was Mary with her weakness and softness always holding him back.
Yeah, there was Mary, the wife of the man you loved. You couldn't bear that.
I didn't mean to hurt him. But I lost my temper because he wouldn't do anything about that marriage. But I did kill him. And now I must kill again.
Do you think you can get away with killing me?
Yes, it's really very simple. You'll be dead before we leave. As we go, we'll set fire to the drapes in here. Before they can put the fire out, there'll be little evidence left as to how you died. They will think you were careless in lighting your pipe.
You'll never get to the station. The police are looking for you now.
With you gone, they'll have no evidence to hold us. You see, Mayor...
Aren't you?
Very. I've had practice. Remember? Now, Mayor, much as I regret it, I think it's time we brought this little farce to its conclusion. Now then.
Rita! Rita, what are you doing with that gun? What are you doing?
Go back to your room, Mary.
You killed John, and now you're going to kill the mayor.
You're insane.
Oh, no. I'm perfectly sane. All these years, something has haunted me, and now I know what it is. It was your fate. That night, John died, and it was the gun in your hand. All these years, it's been you that I've hated and feared, but I didn't know it until today.
You fool, you utter fool. Go back to your room.
No. You are going to order me about now, Frida. You're never going to order me about again.
Then you've got to die too, Mary. You should have been content to live the way you were. At least you were alive.
Don't be afraid, Mary.
That's enough.
Frida, look behind you.
That's an old trick, Mary.
Have that gun if you don't mind, sister.
Don't you move.
Stand again, watch out. She'll shoot.
For you dirty...
Did she get you, Flanagan?
No. She was his sino. But that last stretch in the kink did for me, Mary. I struck a lady and never took my hat off.
Well, you keep your eyes on her, Flanagan. She'll be coming around in a moment. I'll call the police. Mary, where's the phone?
On the shelf by the door.
There's a reporter I want to call, too. His name's Kennedy. I think he should have an exclusive on this story. Well, Flanagan, I don't mind telling you, you came in just the right time.
I was trailing you from the time you left the house. Figured you might get yourself in trouble.
I'm very grateful to you, Flanagan. I'll see that you're suitably rewarded.
I hope Mary Meyer will be all right.
Oh, she will. A little while in the hospital under a doctor's care, she'll be as good as new. Well, here we are, Flanagan. Will you come in for some tea or milk or whatever's available today?
No, thanks, Mayor. I'll run along. It's getting late. Good night.
Good night, Flanagan. Good night. Oh, I am sleepy. Must be getting late. I wonder what time it is. Let's see. Flanagan. Oh, Flanagan! Where's my watch?
The mayor of the town will be back in half a minute, which gives me just time enough to prove something important to you. You know how I keep telling you that our new Rinso helps make your clothes last longer? Well, you can take the word of one of the world's largest manufacturers of cotton shirts for that. Yes, ma'am, the makers of those famous Essley Woman Wise shirts, the men's shirts made to meet a woman's critical judgment, say this about new Rinso. No doubt about it, the easy no-scrub Rinso method of washing clothes prolong their life. We certainly recommend that every housewife use Rinso to wash Essley shirts. Rinso will get them clean and white, and they'll last longer. Not only that, but Rinso is kind to washable colors, leaves them bright and fresh after dozens of washings. And, lady, you'll agree. So get new Rinso right away. And now, Mr. Barrymore.
Good night, everyone, and thanks for listening. See you next week.
Be sure to be with us again next Wednesday when the makers of Rinso again present Lionel Barrymore as the mayor of the town. Mr. Barrymore appears through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. The part of Mary Meyer was played by Beulah Bondi, and Agnes Moorhead was Frida. Our script was written by Gene Holloway, and all names and places referred to in it are fictitious. This is Harlow Wilcox saying good night for the new soapy rich Rinso, the soap that gets clothes.
Rinso white.
You've never seen such a dazzling sight as the one that's Rinso white.
Gosh, I'm tired and nervous.
Maybe you need extra vitamins, mister.
I don't know what kind to buy.
Just follow these two simple rules. Rule one, get all the vitamins the government says are essential. Rule two, get the balanced formula doctors endorse. Get VIMS. VIMS supply all the essential vitamins and minerals. And VIMS are low cost, too. Get that VIMS feeling. VI for vitamins, double MS for minerals. Get them all in VIMS. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.